President Obama sparked widespread disbelief with a statement the other day. We asked if he thinks America has become more racially divided during his administration. The president said no.
I actually think that it's probably, in its day-to-day interactions, less racially divided.
That statement to NPR News made headlines. This morning, as part of our year-end interview, Obama explains what he meant. He says, elsewhere in today's program, that this year's much-publicized racial incidents make people feel more divided than they are. So, is the president right or wrong? It's not easy to measure just how divided America is. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang reports on what is known.
There's one question pollsters at Gallup have asked since 1963.
Do you think that relations between blacks and whites will always be a problem for the United States, or that a solution will eventually be worked out?
Editor-in-chief of Gallup, Frank Newport, says the answer has stayed relatively the same since 2008 for about 60% of white Americans. They're optimistic, just like half of African Americans who responded in 2008 and 2013. But Newport says even though sentiments don't seem to have shifted during the Obama administration, there remains a significant gap between how whites and blacks perceive race and equality.
Blacks see a world that has barriers, structural barriers and discrimination. Whites, much less so.
Whites are more optimistic about race relations than blacks are, and if you look at other pollsters as well, you see similar trends.
Jocelyn Kiley is Associate Director of Research at another pollster, the Pew Research Center.
We ask, how well do blacks and whites get along with each other these days? Very well, pretty well, not too well, or not at all well.
Almost 70% said very or pretty well more than a week after protests began in Ferguson, Missouri. But that share was 7 points lower compared to a 2009 survey. Still, polling won't give you the final answer on race relations. According to a recent New York Times CBS News poll, they've stayed about the same since Obama became president. Or, according to Bloomberg Politics, they've gotten worse under the first black president.
We need to get beyond the opinions, beyond the ideas, and really ask, how is race working in terms of allocating power and resources in our society?
Ian Haney Lopez, author of Dog Whistle Politics, teaches law at the University of California, Berkeley. He says a more objective way of measuring race relations is to look at how segregated we are as a country.
And that's to ask about the main institutions in our lives, our neighborhoods, our schools, our jobs.
Not to mention, Haney Lopez says, our most elite institutions like Congress and Fortune 500 companies. Peniel Joseph, founding director of Tufts University's Center for the Study of Race and Democracy, says these socioeconomic indicators can tell you a contradicting story about the status of African Americans today.
From a privileged perspective, things are, yes, dramatically different. Those same folks in 1964, even with a Harvard degree, many, many doors of opportunity would be closed. But 50 years later, Obama is the president of the United States. But many, many African Americans don't have the same access.
Access that Joseph says is key to truly understanding race relations today. Hansi-Lo Wang, NPR News.